Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The weather could not be more perfect in Charlotte, North Carolina for this week's designated event on the PGA Tour, the Wells Fargo Championship. So pleased to be joined once again by longtime golf writer with Sports Illustrated, Bob Herrig. You could follow him on Twitter at Bob Herrig, H-A-R-I-G. He's covering the event as well as the tour, and all sorts of articles up this week. But the one that caught my eye earlier in the week and had me reaching out to you, Bob, was the fact that PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan popped out of his gopher hole and spoke to the media before this event, confirming what many had reported: Rory McIlroy was going to lose $3 million in bonus money for skipping a second designated event. Welcome, Bob. How has it been out there at Charlotte? And we'll get into the news of the tour, but how have these designated events been working so far for everybody?
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for having me. I think the designated events, by and large, big picture, have worked out really well. You know, they are achieving the goal from a commercial standpoint, which is to get the best players together more often. You know, get these guys playing the same tournaments outside of the majors. And, you know, you just really couldn't assure that before. Yes, we have the World Golf Championship events, but those have kind of dwindled, you know. And even the World Golf Championship events had lost a little bit of their cachet, I think. You know, we were down to two and then only one. And so now they've kind of shifted to these designated events that are at existing tour sites. You know, the Wells Fargo event was a pretty darn good tournament before. Now they've basically assured that it's a really, really good tournament because you have so many of the top guys playing. So I think from that standpoint, it's worked out really well. I think there's some growing pains. They've got some things they need to figure out going forward, but that was always going to be the case, that, you know, they really put this together in a hurry. And so far, so good, I'd say.
Yeah, I think from a viewing standpoint, you know, knowing you've got 15 of the top 20 players in the world golf rankings this week. Now, one and two are not there, Scheffler and Rahm, but they've played in every other one so far. Rory's the only one that skipped multiple ones. Curious about how the players are receiving them, where they're following in where they're falling in the schedules. I think Rory's a separate case because he's been asked to carry so much water. I would have liked to seen Jay Monahan maybe out in front of things a little more. Rory's had to speak for the tour and all the live stuff. I would give him the benefit of the doubt. I'd like to see Jay up there more, taking some of that heat. But how have the players responded to, I think they love the events and they love the competition in the field, but where these are falling in the schedule and how much influence might they have on how it gets scheduled for 2024?
Yeah, I think that's a good point and a good issue. You know, Rahm and Scheffler aren't here because, you know, they got a lot coming up. You know, Rahm played last week in Mexico, a non-designated event. I think it would be poor form to criticize him for playing a non-designated event when, you know, he won it last year. I mean, if somebody were to say, well, he shouldn't have played last week, well, that's not fair. You know, those tournaments need guys too. You know, Scheffler is going to play in Dallas next week. He lives there. He's also got the PGA the following week. He's probably playing Colonial the week after that, which is near, you know, that's Fort Worth, near where he lives. He lost the playoff there last year. Why wouldn't he play those tournaments? And then the Memorial is after that. So he would be looking at playing five straight if he played this week. That's the problem with the system, is they've got to space him out a little bit better. Monahan did say that the plan is to not have non-designated events isolated as much as they were this year. I would contend that next week's tournament is going to be isolated, because even though a major isn't a so-called designated event on tour, it's still one everybody's going to play. So, you know, they've got some things they need to figure out. They need to space these properly. Now, next year, of course, guys are not required to play. So, you know, the tour can schedule them, and there's going to be some gluts. It's inevitable. And then it's up to the players to decide, well, you know, maybe I just need to take one of these off. You know, and I think we have to understand that. You know, I think we have to get that that's just going to happen sometimes. They can't play them all, you know?
No question.
And it's this year it's a heavy schedule. So, you know, I get it. Look, Spieth missed the cut here. He sort of insinuated at the Masters that he was a little bit out of gas. You know, he had done a lot. He lost in a playoff a couple weeks ago at Hilton Head, and then just didn't have it yesterday, you know. He's playing at Dallas. He'll play the PGA. He's likely to play Colonial. You know, I bet you in the back of his mind it wasn't such a bad thing to miss the cut here this week, and that's not what you want either. You don't want these guys to be thinking that way. So, like I said, some growing pains. It's generally been really good, but they have to still figure some things out going forward.
Yeah, and I've maintained since all of this started to get reshuffled, is there any push to not have an event the week after a major? I know the calendar's tight. You got to take advantage of the weather, and they want to get everything done before the NFL season starts, before they lose viewership. But could you have maybe some sort of combined Korn Ferry, elevated Korn Ferry tour with guys below 100 and just not have a major or an elevated event following the week of a major?
Yeah, the way it is now, there's two scheduled the week after a major, Hilton Head and then the Travelers, which is after the U.S. Open. And this year, you know, the U.S. Open is in L.A. and the Travelers is in Hartford, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking at a cross-country trip. So that's a problem, too. Now, look, a lot of guys still play Travelers even in the past, but maybe there's some that don't want to. But now they sort of feel forced to. I happen to think the week after the Masters is a bad week for one. I think Hilton Head is meant for a type of player who just likes the idea of playing the week after the Masters, the you know, the lower level vibe. Not everybody does, and that's not a great thing. But the other side of it is you need. You need to have the guy, you know, the sponsors willing to pay and to step up. And you know, so it's the tour has to juggle, okay, what's the best place to play these? Who's willing to do it? You know, we're talking about $10, $11, $12 million increases in purses. You know, most tour events are $8 to $9 million. The designated events are $20. Where's that money coming from? You know, the tour isn't footing the bill for all of it, you know, I would love to be a bug on a wall of some of those meetings with title sponsors who are being asked to pony up even more. You know, if this event in with an $8 or $9 million purse, the title sponsor is probably still on the hook for $12, $13, $14 million. It's hard to know exactly. A lot of it depends on engagement and other things, but it's more than the purse. It's not just the purse. So you've got that part of it, and then, okay, now we're going to add $11 million to the purse. Well, who's paying it? You know, let's say it's even half and half. Let's say it's $12 million extra, and the tour pays $6 million. So now, on top of $13, $14 million commitment, you're asking Wells Fargo to come up with another $6 million. So that means $19 or $20 million. I mean, at some point, they look and go, are we getting our money's worth out of this? You know, and so this is the juggling act that's all going on behind the scenes. And which is why it's not been easy. But also why I sort of commend him for pulling it together so fast.
No question. Bob Herrig, our guest, golfwritersi.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Bob Herrig. The other big news off the course came with the official resignations by Sergio Garcia, Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood of their DP World Tour memberships, meaning they're officially not eligible to be selected to the Ryder Cup teams unless the Ryder Cup and its sponsoring tours decide to change the rules. The DP World Tour is playing on the course that will be hosting the Ryder Cup in Rome later in October. Is the Ryder Cup going to fall apart, or is it going to realize, okay, is that the thing that forces the detente between the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour?
Well, I don't think it's going to fall apart. You know, there's a lot of really, really good players on both sides still. But I just think no matter how you feel about LIV and the whole thing, that this part of it is really sad. You know, I mean, look at the firepower of guys that the European Tour is now looking at losing as potential captains. You know, Poulter, Westwood, Sergio, Martin Keimer, Henrik Stenson, who's already been bumped of his. You know, he was supposed to do it this year. Graham McDowell. I mean, it's just sad. I mean, that, you know, Rory said it. It's sad. It's just, you know, and I'm all on board with, look, they kind of knew that some of these things were possible. But the bottom line is it's still sad, you know.
Yeah.
And the tours have taken a hard line. I kind of get that. It's like if you leave an opening, then you're going to allow for the possibility that more guys might go. And with no collaboration between the two tours, then, you know, what is their recourse other than to make it very difficult for them to come back? In other words, you have to weigh that. But the other side of it is, you know, I think we out here, the followers of the sport, are deprived of having some of these big names. You know, again, no matter how you feel about LIV, I think that the majors are far better having those guys in them. We just saw it at the Masters.
Oh, no question.
To have those guys up there, you know, and you know, I tried to take the pragmatic approach with trying to treat them as just two different golf tours. I know there's a huge political underpinning here with the funding. Certainly, I get all that. But the bottom line is they're playing, they're competing, they've launched, they're 13 or so events into LIV. They've got a bunch of named guys. Some of them are really good players still. And here we are. You know, it kind of continues.
It is. And yeah, the World Golf Rankings have drugged their feet. Doesn't appear they're close to making a decision on granting them points. The lawsuit is now tied up. Who knows when they're ever going to get into a courtroom. So it looks like we're stuck here. In this for a while. You are out. We can hear a gentle breeze behind you. We're watching on ESPN Plus this morning, early round coverage from Quail Hollow. It looks absolutely gorgeous there. You've got a condensed leaderboard with big names up top. How much fun is this going to be on the weekend, and who do you like? I saw your article on Justin Thomas going to Aim Point, trying to figure out how to get his putting back. He won his first PGA championship there on this course. Who do you like this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been sort of working on a Justin Thomas piece heading into the PGA because he's not been all that prominent lately. You know, he hasn't won since last year's PGA. He's fallen out of the top 10 in the world. And so I probably put the, you know, put the fire under him. Now I'm working on that, and he's going to probably win this week, you know. Look, Adam Scott's up there. Some of those other, you know, Tyrrell Hatton is a great player. You know, these guys are that's, again, and this is, I think, the beauty of this system is that when we go to these events, we're seeing really good tournaments, you know. Fitzpatrick won over Spieth a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, the match play was a pretty good match play. Arnold Palmer was a good term with Rory and Spieth in contention. And then you have some outliers in contention like Kurt Kitayama, who won. Scheffler won the Players. Rahm won Tiger's tournament at the Genesis. It's been a good run of events. And, you know, I would think we'll have a little bit more of that next year as well. I think there's going to be some controversy over making them all no cuts. And that'll be interesting to see how that plays out as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think you could have a cut and still maybe in those designated events have a payout to those that don't make the cut. I think that's how you do it. But, you know, they all get something, you know, a lovely parting gift. Here's your box of Rice-A-Roni. Thanks for coming. And then still have a cut. I think they'll work that out. But I know Tiger's on the record as saying he wants to have a cut at the Genesis. Most of the other guys, well, you've got an article up about Tiger. That's a whole can of worms we don't want to get into this morning. But you can read Bob Herrig's work at si.com/golf. Bob Herrig, thanks so much. Enjoy the weather and the tournament out there at Wells Fargo. We look forward to catching up with you down the road as we continue to see how the PGA Tour sorts itself out before next season. Thanks so much, Bob. Take care.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
There you go, Bob Herrig out at the Wells Fargo Championship. Again, you can follow his work, si.com/golf. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Herrig, H-A-R-I-G.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.